Greetings. This is Ivy Hoops Online, bringing you a preview of the next big game of the week in Ivy League women's basketball. On Martin Luther King Day, the first-place Quakers bring their 3-0 Ivy record to Jadwin to face perhaps their most fierce rival, the Princeton Tigers. Mike McLaughlin is easily the most successful coach in Penn history, with the most wins prior to this year, 211. He has added 11 more to that total this season. He has won more Ivy League games than any other Quaker skipper, amassing 113, including three in this, his 13th season. After a few lackluster seasons in recent years, at least by Penn standards, McLaughlin's team has a very talented and deep roster. Their team leader is two-time All-Ivy guard Kayla Padilla, the current Ivy Player of the Week. Padilla leads the team in scoring with 15.8 points per game. In the Ivy League, she is even better, averaging 20 points per game, including 21 against Columbia in last week's showdown at the Palestra, a 71-67 win for the Quakers, who were facing the unbeaten Columbia Lions. She has a team-high 60 assists and an 89% mark at the free throw line. Jordan Obi is another Penn mainstay with 12 points per game and 109 rebounds. Obi canned 24 against Columbia. Fleur Tunders is a key player for Penn at both ends of the court. Her 124 rebounds leads the team. Mandy McGurk is a very effective ball handler, having dished out 57 assists to this point. She can score, too, as demonstrated by her game-high 28 points against Brown in the Ivy opener. The history of the Penn-Princeton rivalry in the McLaughlin, Courtney Banghart, and now Carla Berube years has been amazing. Beginning in 2010, the Ivy League champion has been either the Tigers or the Quakers in every season. The Quaker heyday ran from 2013 to 2017, when Penn won three titles in 4 years. Penn won the first Ivy League tournament title in 2017. At the end of the 2016 seasons, the teams met at Jadwin with the Ivy outright title at stake. Penn won and earned the NCAA tournament bid as Ivy champ. These teams were so good that season, for the first and only time so far, the runner-up Tigers were awarded an at-large bid to the NCAA tournament. Since 2018, the Tigers have dominated Penn and the league. The Tigers have won the title in four straight years and the tournament championship three times. The COVID-19 pandemic resulted in the cancellation of the 2020 tournament, denying perhaps the best Tiger team in history a chance to advance. Princeton went 26-1 that year, its only loss in overtime at Iowa. The Tigers' current winning streak is 6 against Penn. The Quakers have not defeated a Carla Berube Tiger team. In the McLaughlin years, the Tigers are 20-7. Overall against Quakers. Penn is obviously poised, however, to turn the tables in 2023. The Tigers have a record at this point of 9-5, which is respectable, but far below Berube's standards. The team has been defeated twice in the Ivy League, by Harvard and Cambridge and by Columbia in last week's Game of the Week. These two losses are the only Ivy defeats suffered by Carla Berube in her Princeton tenure. Berube's teams are normally among the nation's best at the defensive end. Columbia arrived at Jadwin with an offense that features five double-figure scorers and scores 83 points per game. The Tigers have struggled on offense, obviously missing the scoring punch provided by 2022 Ivy Player of the Year, Abby Myers. Against Columbia, they realized they would need a superb defensive effort to stay in the game. They got it, holding Columbia to just 52 points in regulation, 31 below their season average. Columbia held the struggling Tiger offense to 52 as well. The Lions then held on to win an overtime thriller. The next day, the Tiger offense got on track in a 70-48 pounding of Cornell. The Tigers are led by Caitlin Chen, who scores 15.9 per game and has added 60 assists thus far. Seniors Julia Cunningham and Grace Stone are also in double figures. Rookie Madison St. Rose has not produced much yet, with a field goal percentage under 30. But she has a very high ceiling and will be a key to the Tigers' hopes against Penn and going forward through the league. The reigning Ivy Defensive Player of the Year, Ellie Mitchell, received that award based on her almost uncanny ability to gather rebounds. She has continued to grab caroms at a phenomenal rate with 173 this season, an average of 12.4 per game. The Tigers have two games before Monday, an out-of-conference game against Hartford this evening. Brown comes in on Saturday afternoon. If the Tigers win those games, and they are overwhelming favorites to do so, the stage will be set for a memorable showdown with the Quakers. A Quaker win will make their path to the Ivy League tournament wide open. A Tiger loss will be a huge setback, but not necessarily fatal to their tournament aspirations. The Tigers are hoping they can squeeze into this tournament because they'll be hosting it in March. This Monday game should be a doozy. This is George Clark for Ivy Hoops Online. Thanks so much for listening.